It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. And you might have heard of us talking, you know, this week and last week about trying to help give back to the Hit fam who've done it tough, particularly here in 2020.
That's right. We know that every family has struggled through coronavirus, but some of the stories that we heard at hit.com.au absolutely broke us. And thankfully, we're really fortunate to be surrounded by an amazing team and some amazing people who wanted to do something to lighten the load, particularly around this time of year, bring a little bit of that festive spirit in any way that we can. And one of the stories that we received was from Renee in Jesmond, who actually joins us on air this morning. Hi, Renee. Thanks for your time.
Hi, how are you going?
We're great, thank you. Renee, we wanted to get you on to talk a little bit about your cousin, Joanne, who you basically nominated at hit.com.au. Can you give us a bit of an idea of what Joanne has been going through the past couple of years?
So Joanne has recently been diagnosed with stage 4 terminal cancer in the bowel, and she has a 11-year-old boy by the name of Leo. She's doing like 57 bouts of chemotherapy every fortnight. Pretty sad for her at the moment. She's not really able to go anywhere. And I really just wanted to be able to do something nice for Joanne, given that her time's pretty limited. They've given her 2 years to live at the moment. So the reason why I nominated Joanne was because I really wanted her to be able to share her last moments with her son, Leo, I guess doing things really special. Joanne's really limited to how much she can go out at the moment, and she misses a lot of the milestones with little Leo. So yeah, for me, it was really just creating some special memories with what little time she's got left. Yeah.
I can imagine, Renee, not only because she would be so physically exhausted from doing that much chemo, but this year as well, being put into that extra vulnerable category, she wouldn't be able, as you said, to take her son out, to experience stuff, to go and do stuff. And I know you wrote in your entry, being a mother of three yourself, you can't even imagine being in that situation. I'm sure you kind of looked at your own kids during this time going, my God, how your heart would have been breaking.
Yeah, definitely. Being a mum myself, I don't think I would be able to cope, and it takes a strong person to battle every day and know that what little time you have left, you guess you want to invest that into doing lots of really cool stuff with your kids. Yeah, it breaks my heart to know that he's suffering.
Yeah, it breaks our heart too, Renee. And, you know, we've heard, and we thank you so much for nominating Joanne, and we've actually got Joanne here on the line as well. Now, Joanne, can you hear us there?
I can, yes.
We've just heard about your story from your cousin, Renee. You know, horrible, horrible, tragic stuff. And we hope you and little Leo and the family are doing okay. But here at Hit, we were so moved, you know, by the story and by Renee nominating you that we wanted to help you guys out. So, I mean, this is, I guess, the exciting part, guys.
Yeah, look, and it's such a tough time you're going through, and this hopefully gives you some time to be able to develop those great memories with your kid, Leo. So the people at Fraser Suites in Sydney, what they've done, they've got city views in the CBD. They've refurbished their rooms and suites, and they want to give you a weekend away, two nights accommodation with car parking, so that you can do this. You can go to the Raging Waters. You've got a family pass there. You've got a family pass to Taronga Zoo. And if you feel as though you're at all restricted, don't be, because you've got $1,000 spending money for the weekend, so you can form those memories with your little boy.
Thanks for everything. I'm very, you know, appreciative of Renee and her family. And Renee does a lot with her young little family with sporting and everything as well, and taking the time to help my family is, you know, it's over the moon. I don't know what to say. I'm in tears right now.
Oh, Joanne, it's our pleasure to do anything for you and Leo. When you were told you had that time left, I'm sure Leo was the first thing that came to mind. And, you know, 11 years old, that just must have been panic station sort of thing. Like, how's he going to remember Mum and my last few years?
Yeah, I was really happy last night. I got to see him get his year 6 farewell. And that was one thing I was really, really hoping to see.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Joanne, yeah. I can't imagine what you're going through right now.
Joanne, it must be so hard. And look, you know, you get to now tell little Leo, 11 years old, you get to tell him that you guys are going to Sydney. He's staying at an amazing place. You get to go to the zoo. You get to go to a water park, and you get to, you know, splash a bit of cash and enjoy yourself while you're there. So, you know, it's not much in the scheme of things, but we hope it helps with you guys and with your family. And, you know, we take a hat off to you. It must be so hard. And, here from Hit 106.9 and everyone involved, you know, we want to give this to you and hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, and thank you for everybody who has given us this opportunity to spend some quality time together, and yeah, make some memories, and thanks Renee and all her family, and thanks for the radio station and everybody involved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so welcome, Joanne.